This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
O'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morning with you as well on your gloomy Tuesday, but it's sunshine and rainbows and flowers at the Fesco and the Morey household, that's for sure. It is Tuesday, so hopefully you're all enjoying your second day of the week. I always feel like once you get past Tuesday, it's easy street. I don't know why that is for me. Maybe that's our schedule. Maybe that's just the way we do things here, but I know tomorrow's the middle of the week. Then by the time the show's tomorrow is over, I know Maller's going to join us on Thursday, and then you get to Friday, and everything's just like blinders.
Yeah, it's getting through Monday and Tuesday. It really is, yeah.
And this Monday was, you know, loaded with just draft content and Shador Sanders. And this Tuesday at 9 o'clock is loaded with Start Bench Cut.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
That's right, Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. 913-586-7965. Feel free to get engaged and involved as well. We started off with Fersker, Walter Pennington, Josh Willingham.
Cut them all.
Yeah, you cut Fersker, you have 85 available.
Fersker ain't making this team.
No, Fersker's not making this team. And it was him and Tanyan who both even shared that number. They were both in and out of the roster. Robert Tanyan.
Oh, we remember Robert Tanyan.
Robert Tanyan.
We do?
Bob Tanyan.
Yeah. I don't know that I know him. What did he do?
He doesn't have a pretzel named after him, that's for sure.
No, he doesn't.
I also noticed, I need to get with Maloney on this, because there's a Big Bob's store next to the landing.
Oh,
there is?
Mm-hmm. It's like flooring repair. It's like Big Bob's, and I'm like, who's Big Bob's pretzel is it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it does have my name on there and says Bob Fesco of 96.5. The fan likes these pretzels, so.
And that theory is completely crushed as there's never any fun on this show. We move on to Start Bench Cut. Jersey, hat, or Scherzy?
Start the hat, bench the Scherzy, cut the jersey.
I'll cut the Scherzy, I'll bench the jersey.
And start the hat.
I'll start the hat.
We're all there. The hat starts over everything.
A1.
The hat's the best purchase of a team.
It's the easiest. It's the nicest. It's the cleanest. It's
quick.
Doesn't go out of style.
Yep. Most designs.
And most come back in style.
It's true.
And you have to worry about a player leaving.
That's why I always tell people, like, what jersey should I buy? Mahomes or Kelsey? Oh, I really want a Chris Jones one.
I really want that Fersker jersey.
Well, you want that 85 Royals one. You got to get that Fersker one out of here. We go to the NFL draft of quarterbacks that were drafted. Ooh. Start, bench, cut. Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, Shador Sanders.
Right in that order.
I'll switch Sanders and Dart.
You think Dart's going to be good?
No, I think I'd cut and Dart.
Oh, cut Sanders. I'm sorry.
You know, yeah. Start Ward, I'll bench Sanders, I'll cut Dart.
Yeah, I mean,
just based on talent.
It's not about talent anymore.
No, yeah.
Pick 144 of the draft, brother. God, he went so low.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's his talent that's why he went low.
Nope.
No,
I definitely
not.
Don't think that.
I'd rather have a guy with the reverse. I'd rather have a less talented guy and a humble guy than a braggadocious guy with okay talent.
Yeah, you want Chad Pennington. Which, I mean, I guess he's somewhat successful in the NFL when he was in there.
Yeah, but okay, right?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Cleveland would beg for him, you know?
It's true. Right now? Well, they have him. His name is Joe Flacco.
Man, he's the best trade availability that they have, too.
Pittsburgh would beg for him. That's for damn sure.
And you're Cleveland. I don't think you're trading him to Pittsburgh, but, you know.
They got another guy that's up for a trade if you want him, but he's got a lot of money in his bag you got to pick up as well, and he sucks.
Yeah, but
that's it.
I mean, nobody's seriously, like,
I don't know,
considering
man.
That guy,
he'll
right?
never play it down, right?
Is that owner of Cleveland going to buy another franchise?
Phew. I don't know. I never say never in the NFL. That's one thing I've learned.
Are you starting Ward?
Yes.
Okay. So same order, kind of?
I'm starting Ward. I'm benching Sanders and cutting Tart.
Gotcha.
Like, I think Sanders was pick 144 out of spite. I think there's still talent there. I don't think it's a fifth-round talent. I think it might have been a third- to a fourth-round talent. But I think that sometimes you can be a poison of your own self. And if, like, you let yourself get in the way of your talent, you will not make it. And that's the biggest question we have now. Because now Cleveland has a complete sideshow for a backup quarterback. And that's something I don't think I would ever want on my franchise.
Or a third-string quarterback, yeah, for that matter. Or, like, a practice squad guy.
Yeah. Like, imagine if, like, Gardner Minshew came over with baggage and he was more talked about and more thought about than Patrick Mahomes. It'd be like, there's no chance, dude. Like, that ain't going to work. Like, you know it's not going to work. It won't work in Cleveland, but he'll go somewhere and someone will take a rally on Shedeur Sanders eventually someday.
When you don't have a starter, that backup quarterback's the most popular guy in town.
Mm-hmm. He will be the most popular guy in town in about...
Yep.
Whenever he shows up. You had mentioned you had Dairy Queen last night, so I bring up the most famous question of ice cream lovers. The cone, the cup, or the waffle cone?
Start the cup, bench the cone, cut the waffle cone. I'm there for the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. You don't like the crunch?
Yeah.
I like the bottom of that, like, original cone, that when you get to the very, like, the drumstick part.
Mm-hmm.
I think I start the original cone, bench the waffle, get rid of the cup. Now, the cup is the best way to eat ice cream.
Uh-huh.
A la helmet, same thing. Very easy, very clean. You know, you're not, you know, getting dirty. Very OCD with hands stuff. I'm almost like a Howie Mandel guy.
Who?
Howie Mandel.
Johnny's brother?
Or not Mandel. Howie Mandel. Is it Mandel?
Mandel, yes.
Mandel. Man, just getting jumped on with names today. I go cup, or I go cone, the original, the waffle, too. Like that waffle cone at Cold Stone?
Yes. Oh, I love Cold Stone.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'll start the waffle. I'll bench the cone and I'll cut the cup. I'm there for the crunch. I'm a little bit different than you, Bob.
That's cool. I'm there for the ice cream.
Yeah, I get you.
Moving on to heels of sports leagues, because Dylan Brooks last night was well advertised as a heel. Jimmy Butler's throwing jabs at him, and then there's three technical fouls on one play.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz Chisholm, Dylan Brooks, Jamar Chase.
Ooh. I'm starting Chase. I'm benching Chisholm, and I don't know who that third guy is. So,
you go, Dusty. I'm having trouble
for best heels for start bench cut.
That's what we're doing. Best heels. Okay.
Dylan Brooks is number one. I think Jazz Chisholm is number two, just because he plays for the Yankees. Nobody cares about the Bengals except for one guy who does a show from 10 to 2 as a producer named Drew Nixon.
Oh, I'd love to see them fail.
And you know, Dylan Brooks has been doing this for a while, and I think, you know, Jazz Chisholm being a Yankee and being the way that he was.
Is he good enough to be a heel, though?
You don't have to be good to be a heel. Russell Wilson's a heel, and he sucks.
Russell Wilson also went to two Super Bowls. Russell Wilson's had a lot really of success good. In the NFL.
I'm talking about right now, though. I'm not talking 10 years ago. And I think that Dylan Brooks isn't good.
I think Jazz Chisholm is too irrelevant, really, to be a heel right now. Like,
okay.
You know?
We hated him when he came last year.
Yeah, I wish he was a bigger one, but...
Who's the heel in baseball?
It's a good question.
It's Jazz Chisholm.
I don't know that that's a universal feeling at all. I really don't. I don't. I don't know who.
Yeah, maybe
the heel
there
is.
Isn't one right now. Maybe there isn't mine.
One. And that's okay if there isn't one right now. You can't force it, right? It just has to happen naturally. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if baseball. I mean, the heels in baseball have always been the guys who are on steroids, basically, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. There's the bet.
I mean, you could have the Dodgers as your heel because they spend money, but also I would rather have the Marlins as my heel or the Pirates because they don't spend money. So I think it's just all about how you look at it and how you judge it. And I think there has to be some sort of success. I think Belichick was the heel because he was successful and he was arrogant, you know? And he's trending that way in college.
You go on to yard work because, Mac, did you end up mowing yesterday?
I did.
Good for you.
Yep, got out there.
Start bench cut, weed eating, hedge trimming, blowing the shavings and the leaves with the leaf blower.
Oh, that's the best part, is the blowing of the shavings of the leaves. I'm starting that.
Is it the satisfactory that you get when it goes off your driveway?
Yeah, it's nice. And then it's right back.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to go the blowing of the shavings of the leaves, weed eating number two, and then hedge trimming number three.
Yeah, I agree. Although, hedge trimmer, still need one of those. That and a saw, yeah.
I don't have a saw. I don't think I'm trusted to use a saw.
I don't know if I am either.
We go to something that fits our style of lives pretty often on the weekends. When you're trying to let loose, how do you rank them? Start, bench, cut. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, little Sunday brunch.
Right in that order.
Really? Okay. I'll switch the Saturday afternoon and Friday night. I'll start Saturday afternoon.
I do like a nice little like 1:30, yep. 2 o'clock start on Saturday, done by 7.
Exactly. Yes.
And then you got Sunday to relax and take. But I do love a Sunday brunch.
Oh, Sunday brunch is fantastic.
Get after it with mimosas.
Yes, Hannah
Friday
would start
night's
that.
So nice because you've done the whole week and then you can just.
Yes, you're done.
Yeah,
you're done. That's like, fair. This is Saturday, you're like, you're looking back on Friday going, I wish it was Friday. Friday night, you're never really wishing it was anything else other than Friday night.
Start pitch cut since Raw was in Kansas City last night. WWE Raw was there. Would you rather start, bench, or cut being a face, a heel, or a mid-card guy?
I want to be the heel. Start the heel.
Yeah, I think you want to start the heel,
yeah,
right?
I'm going to start the heel.
And then you want to be the face.
Yeah, face.
And then the mid guy is like, nobody really knows who that is.
Feel bad for the mid guy, yeah.
Yeah, like Cody and Alex, right? I kid!
Oh, my Lord. And with that, we will end it there.